Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay. Hello, dear friends. Good afternoon. Such a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. So we will make some yogurt. And today, first, I will bring the milk to a boil. And I choose to use whole milk plus some whipping cream to make it more condensed. This way, there is more stuff in the milk so that it finish the fermentation faster. When it finish the fermentation faster, in a shorter time, the milk or the yogurt becomes sweeter. And if you take it longer time, the fermentation is relatively weak, so the milk or the yogurt becomes much sour. But for health concern, you can do whichever way you like. Make longer times more sour. I would like it a little bit sweeter, so I do this way. So first, boil the milk to a total boil. And this is my way of doing it. I do not drink raw milk. I do not drink milk that is not boiled. It's just go with my habit. And I think if you live in America, live in Europe, it must already be quite pasteurized. You do not need to totally boil. It's a personal choice. So today I want to introduce you my yogurt starter. So let's put it aside. I can put in a bowl of cold water. Why not do it now? So I put into a bowl of cold water. And this is the water I have rinsed something so that I do not waste any water. And I make sure it's not touching. And later on, I use a towel to wipe it clean. California is so short of water, so it feels a little bit criminal if I throw away that water. So let it cool down a little bit. At this time, I will introduce you. So, okay, I will introduce you the yogurt starter. I have a lot of friends who has already bought this yogurt starter. Now, let's take a look. Let me move the camera a little bit more comfortable. And we are washing our clothing, so it's a little bit noisy, I'm sorry. So these are the yogurt starter I use to make yogurt. And they are much more, I feel, maybe because I am more, I start to use it. And it's very good. I have already sold a lot of them. And my husband just came back from France yesterday, so bought it back. And I would like to share with you. There are three different kinds. One is mon yaourt, a la grecque. So this is a Greek yogurt. And this is a mon bifidus maison. So it's more or less like a liquid yogurt. And this one is mon yaourt maison onctueux. Onkchu. So what is the difference of it? They are all yogurt starter, and they make in the taste, in the really sweet and sour. They do not have sweet taste, they do not have sour taste, they do not have none of this. It's just the texture comes out different. Onkchu is more or less like a little bit sticky, a little bit a little bit sticky, a little bit thicker, and you feel it's not moving very much, more creamy feel. Yes, creamy maybe is the word. It's just feels they are all together in one part. This is one of my favorite for if I eat yogurt without any sugar, without additive. It just by itself, it feels the yogurt is all comes out this very good, more dense texture. And this one, Bifidus, is more or less like a drinking yogurt. It's I cannot see really the difference of it, but if I make this yogurt and then shake it, it feels that it's very drinkable, and it's one of my most favorite, actually. I am using this very often now. And this one is yaourt à la grecque. It's more or less the most original. It's blue color. I think they are changing the name. It's the original yogurt. It comes out quite ordinary, does not have a character that is more lively, that is more onkchu, that is more condensed. No, and the best way to eat it is actually drain it. If you do not drain it, it just does not have that much character. But when you drain it, I will show you how I drain it. So I drain my yogurt, then it becomes very, very solid. And like Greek yogurt, this is much more than Greek yogurt because I get too much water coming out of it. It looks more like a cheese ball, a short, soft cheese ball. So this is the way you get this, make the best use of this Greek yogurt. And all are good. So I have a little bit of this on my online shop. And another thing, I want to respect you. So if you buy this, as previously mentioned, I have one of these yogurt bowl, La Fermière. And this one is from France, directly from France. This one is from France, and it's a new color. Usually the color is something like this color, but they start to change color. This is so if you buy it, I think I can still afford a couple of these colored yogurt cup. So this is for now I have. They are so pretty. This color, pink color, and green color. Oh, that goes well. I think I have one or two of this blue color. I'm not sure. Anyway, you will have this and the blue color. Yes. This color goes with the color theme. How about that? Okay, you buy one of these, you get one of these for free. I will ship it to you, free shipping. Anyway, so that is my yogurt. It's almost cool enough for us to make. Let's do it. Okay, so hello dear friends, let's take a look. So this is the milk. It's not too hot. Perfect temperature now. How hot do you want it? Sometimes I say 5 minutes, sometimes I say 10 minutes. It does not matter that much. Some people use measurement. I do not use measurement. I put my hand here. My hand feel warm and comfortable and not burnt. That is enough. If my hand feel cold, it means the temperature is not so good for my for bacteria development, right? Our hand is made of living things, and if the living things feels comfortable, a little bit warm, a little bit hot, but not burned, if my hand can sustain, then it will not kill the bacteria. It will not stop the development of the yogurt. So nothing fancy. You can buy a temperature measurement or not. It's not so important, because it's all about the development. If it is not enough, it will take a little bit longer time for it to develop. If there is the temperature is too hot, it kills. If the temperature is just right, it may take 4 hours to 6 hours. If the temperature is not good, it may take something like 10 hours. It's all about the development. Okay, now I will put the yogurt. You see, it is so thick already. It's like a rock. So the good thing about it, there is no waste. It's all just the pure yogurt. No water, no extra acidity. This way your yogurt comes out much better, much faster, much sweeter, much less acid. Make sense? That is enough. This one, I use two of these little pots. You see half of the water coming out. So one bowl of yogurt, one little jar of yogurt should be good for this amount, about 1.5 liter. And I want to make it a little bit pretty. So take out the surface foam. It does not change any flavor. It does not make any difference. And it's just a little bit prettier. Nothing else. Nothing more than that. Okay, let's do it. This way, the surface of the yogurt is mirror clear. Very beautiful. Now I will boil some hot water, boiling water. Our water is boiling. This one is a little bit less. Okay. And water has boiled. Perfect. I will fast forward to show you some of the made ones, protein, hot water, and it's a hot summer day, so I think 4 or 5 hours it will be good, but 5 or 6 hours should be good. Leave it aside, I will show you. Something has already made. So, oh, sorry. So here is the already made yogurt. And this yogurt is made by this green one. And let's try a little bit. And there is a fat top. The top layer is a little bit more more fat because the fat milk, the cream is, it's called cream top. The cream is lighter than the milk. Appetito. Okay, so if you want to have this kind of an advertisement, bye bye friends, I love you, I really do. It's the first link under the description of this video.